voting on Cumberjunga Reserve today has been one of the most empowering decisions of my life.
My earliest memory, I think I was about five, and I went to school in the mission school.
Alfred Turner was 10 years old when around 150 Indigenous people walked off the Cumberjunga mission in 1939.
I remember the people came across in the boat, that put their belongings across in the boat, because everybody had a boat here at that time. Some walked across this paddock here. We could see them from my place.
At the time, did you understand what was going on?
Yeah. And my mother had told me it was because of the managers and the rules and regulations they were under. And they just got jacked up on it and said, we're clearing out. So they walked off.
You would have known some of the people who were walking off?
I knew all the kids, yeah. And I was related, as I said, to half the people that lived here. My great-grandmother had 9 kids. And they were all married with kids of their own then. We used to come across here quite often to visit relatives.
And how does it feel for you today, reflecting on this and walking down the same trail?
I reckon it's great. I wasn't going to miss it for the world, because I never left here till I was 17. And I grew up with a lot of kids, and of course those kids are dead. Most of them today, I could count what's left of the kids I knew and grew up with on one hand. So I might add too that I turned 80 in last October. So it had something to do with it, I suppose.
Do you think it's important to let young people know what's happened here?
Yeah, I do. Very much so. It's got to the stage now where the parents won't tell them because they don't know. How are the kids going to find out if there's not something like this?
That was Alfred Turner reflecting on life nearby the Cumberjunga Mission. Yorta Yorta Elder Colin Walker also had first-hand experience of the 1939 walk-off. At just 4 years old, he was part of the historic protest against harsh treatment at the Cumberjunga Mission.
One thing that was drummed into our heads from our elders, the walk-off in 1939.
I understand you were here on the mission when it happened.
Yeah, but I was only about four. But our elders never ever let us forget about it, you know. That was a part of our culture and our history, so it was always told to us.
Is there anything at all that you remember of the mission or of the walk-off itself?
No, not at that age. Probably whether it might be that day and just that excited. And it didn't ring a bell with me in them days because too young. But as I grew up and kept being reminded to me what it was all about, it started to sink in and I could see why they done it.
And as you were saying, it's had a profound impact on your family and your people.
Oh, it did. Had a big, because it was their traditional land. This is only what they owned, only place they could call their home, but they still weren't treated right on their own traditional land. So they went looking for better living conditions and where could they be free, where they could come in and out of their own homes without a white manager telling them what to do. If you come to visit your parents or your mum and dad, you had to go up to the manager's quarters and sign your name in a book and how long you'd be here, things like that. But we still weren't free in our own country.
Today we're commemorating 70 years since the walk-off took place. What are you feeling today? Is it sadness? Is it happiness? What are you feeling?
Yeah, sad to think how it must have been when all them wonderful people lived here. Straightforward people that all they wanted was the rights for their children that was growing up and for themselves and for the likes of us that are still left here today. And I feel as though they're here with us tonight.
Yorta Yorta Elder Colin Walker there. His younger sister, Walda Walker, wasn't born until after the walk-off, but she says the mission still had a profound impact on her life, the lives of others at the mission, and the lives of Indigenous people across Australia.
We've seen the hard times here. It had advantages and disadvantages, you know. We all lived here together. But there's no basic rights for Aboriginal people. And we even had to struggle even after the walk-off. It mattered a lot better that in the 50s there was still a manager here. And when the men would go off to for seasonal work here on Cumberjunga, the manager that was here would have their homes pulled down. So when they'd come back from Shepparton, from fruit picking, the houses would be pulled down, they wouldn't have a home here.
What was it like growing up from a young age, hearing about these struggles?
Well, it was very difficult for us because we were young and we didn't know why. We were treated very bad here. It was very good when we used to go to school, when it was an all-black school. And then it was very difficult when we had to go over the river. We'd walk up to Barma and cross on the punt and go to the white schools. We weren't really welcome there. They didn't really want us there. So that was very difficult for us. And so how would a 10-year-old and 11-year-old child cope with rejection like that, you know?
So was this the start of what became the 1967 referendum and so on?
That's right. The people that was involved in the walk-off were also involved in the referendum and going around and getting people to vote. They had a lot of input in the referendum. The same people that were in that walk-off.
So it's really a first Australia-wide for Indigenous people?
Yes, yes, like what Ray Milligan said here tonight. Even though he lived way up in Queensland, he still knew about the people of Cummeragunga. And the leaders from Cummeragunga, I think we cleared the way.